Made up of about 200 Floridians from all walks of life, the team is charged with ensuring the most critical functions of state government operate as they should, with transparency and accountability, according to a news release from the new governor. The next meeting is set for December 28th, ahead of DeSantis' January 8th inauguration.
I think that's probably subject to some change, and then there will be calls and other meetings that will likely come about between the 28th and the 8th of January. It'll be a lot of work in a short period of time.
Former State Representative Clay Ingram is on the Government Operations Committee. As a lawmaker, he chaired the House Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development Appropriations Panel.
I think a basic understanding of state government and how it works, and then a little bit more intimate knowledge of the processes and how the internals work, I think was probably the reason that I got that call. So I'm excited to get to work.
Currently president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, Ingram points to a healthy representation of the Western Panhandle on the transition team.
Me in a transition role, Keith Hoskins from Gulf Power and Dr. Ed Meadows from Pensacola State College. And it's really good to know that the Panhandle will be looked out for if the opportunity does come up for staffing, that we'll be able to, you know, make suggestions and that sort of thing.
Meadows is on the Education and Workforce Development Committee, which is tasked with coming up with a plan for education programs aimed at pursuing good jobs. One example of that was the announcement in October that PSC had joined Pathway USA, a collaborative program between selected colleges and the University of South Alabama.
This is a very special day for students, a good day for students. We join a host of other state and community colleges that's helping to create a seamless transition to the university for our transfer students who wish to earn a baccalaureate degree.
Students enrolled at PSC and close to earning an associate degree but not having completed it can be enrolled at USA with a special consideration.
And once the student has completed the necessary coursework at USA, then reverse transfer those credits back to Pensacola State. So this articulation agreement, like the recent agreements we're signing, has a reverse transfer in it.
Another aforementioned member is Keith Hoskins. The retired Navy captain and former commander of NAS Pensacola joined Gulf Power in 2016. His transition committee is studying five key economic areas.
We're looking at fiscal policy, regulatory policy, infrastructure, workforce training, and also economic development to provide information to the transition team that will later be given to staff.
The team already has held three meetings since DeSantis' election. Hoskins points to one example of the information that's been submitted.
Each of the committee members received documents on state budgets and regulatory policies and projections, and we would actually bring in professional speakers to establish that baseline for us to formulate our conversations and our recommendations moving forward.
After a very hotly contested gubernatorial campaign, one concern many observers have is how to keep politics out of the transition process. Hoskins says when he looks around the table, he does not see any politics.
These are business leaders, citizens of Florida that care about the state of Florida. This is purely from a state perspective on how we can increase economic vitality, make those economic policy recommendations to the administration, which will be set in place January 8th.
Other local leaders on the commission includes a father and son duo, former State Senate President Don Gates and Congressman Matt Gates. The elder Gates will serve on the Education and Workforce Advisory Committee. The younger Gates is one of the team's four co-chairs. Anyone interested in working for the new administration can visit DeSantisTransition.com to submit resumes and applications. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.